In this edition of the State Capitol Report, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss joins us to discuss the ongoing state budget process and his newly announced task force that will look at issues in Wisconsin's foster care system. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will also zero in on the debate over how Wisconsin will fund its transportation needs, an idea to increase fees on heavy trucks to help balance the transportation budget appears to be sputtering amid Republican opposition in the state Senate. And we will wonder what you think about that or any questions you might have about the state budget or state priorities. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Robin Voss is a Republican state representative from Rochester. He is the Assembly Speaker. Good morning and happy almost Independence Day.
Thanks, Joy. I appreciate it.
So we're normally supposed to have a state budget ready about this time. It's the beginning of the fiscal year in July. Why don't we have one?
Well, I think that we're in the process where we're trying to make sure that we have the very best state budget, not rush something through just to hurry and meet an artificial deadline. Unlike Congress, when our budget does not pass by the beginning of the fiscal year, the old budget just continues. So we spend the exact same amount of money. No programs are cut. No funds are stopped to worthwhile programs like Badger Care or schools. But we need to find an answer, hopefully by the end of the summer. That would be my goal, or as quick as we possibly can. Assembly Republicans, really, since the beginning of the year, have been continually offering ideas to take Governor Walker's budget, which I think is 95% good, and make it a little bit better. We tried to fight for more money for schools. We're trying to find an answer for the long-term funding of transportation and to make sure that we don't do that by just borrowing from our kids.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports that, as you said, the impasse doesn't mean a lot for the average Wisconsinite. State agencies will continue to operate under the last budget spending levels. Most state services will go unchanged. But it goes on to say, if lawmakers and the governor can't come to an agreement over transportation, for example, in coming months, road projects and school districts could be the first to see issues. So how long can we go without a budget?
Well, I know that since I began my service, the latest that we passed one was sometime in October. So we certainly don't want to go that long if we can at all help it. But it really comes down to some basic ideas as to how we fund government and what's our priorities. As a Republican, I think that state government primarily has four areas that we really have to work on making sure we meet our needs. Having the best education system from the tech college, the university, and the school districts. Making sure we pay for our roads and bridges, ensuring that we take care of folks who are in need through Badger Care, Medicaid, family care, and then making sure we also take care of folks who are put away to prison and hopefully turn their lives around. So those areas are points of contention. Now, on most of those things, Republicans agree with the vast majority, but this one area of transportation, we are really hitting a roadblock because many of us have seen over the course of the last 5 to 8 years where we have seen report after report after report that shows that we have a sizable deficit in our transportation fund, and we've really been not doing a very good job of fixing it. So this is a bipartisan problem. It happened under Governor Doyle. It's happened under Governor Walker. We know that under Governor Doyle, he raided the transportation fund, but all that money has been paid back. So even with having the money in the transportation fund that's supposed to be there, we're still, as I said, about $1 billion a year short. And that means we don't have the opportunity to finish all of the work that we know so desperately has to happen to keep our economy humming in the way that it is. So my Senate colleagues, have been critical of every idea that we have to raise funds for transportation, unfortunately. But here we are in the Assembly trying to offer ideas to say it's not conservative to agree that we're going to borrow the money from our kids. I mean, since 2010, we went from 8% to a little bit over 20% of our total revenues in transportation just to pay off debt. That is not sustainable, and that's why we got to find a long-term answer.
Yeah. Well, expand on that a little bit more. The governor essentially was saying, all right, we'll borrow some more to pay for our transportation needs. We might delay some of these projects a bit, but we're not going to raise taxes on hardworking Wisconsinites. No gas tax increase. What's wrong with that?
Well, generally, I agree with Governor Walker's position that we don't want to raise taxes, and that's why, you know, we have actually been fighting to cut income and property taxes, and that's happened pretty substantially since 2011. But the voters of Wisconsin passed a constitutional amendment which says that all of the revenues from transportation go into a segregated account so they can never be raised or never be rated, and they also should all be spent on those transportation-related expenses. So, first of all, I think we now realize that since 2007, our revenues for transportation have been just about flat. Cars are getting more fuel efficient, and we are driving not as many miles as has been predicted. It's basically about the same amount of miles, same amount of gallons. So that means that as prices have gone up in the last 10 years, all we've done to fill in the gap is to borrow from our future. And that's why that percentage of the money that we raise going toward debt service has almost tripled. And now we're at the point where we need to pay for things that we think are a priority. I live in southeastern Wisconsin in the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago. And we see that that area is just booming in Kenosha, where they did have the chance to do all of the reconstruction of the I-94 system to expand it. And then there's this bottleneck in Racine County, where there are literally companies waiting for us to finish this project in order to move and get their potential new jobs and new industries into our state. So while I'm very reluctant to ever raise taxes, and I really don't support it in general, I think for transportation, you only have two options. It's not like we're not going to fix the road. So the question is either you do it now and pay for it, you do it now and borrow for it, or you do it later and pay more. If you look at as a conservative, I think the most realistic one is to say, what can we raise in revenues? How do we apply that the most efficient way possible with new reforms and trying to make sure we have every possible way to cut spending? But then at the end of the day, do the fiscally conservative thing, which is to not push the decision off to somebody else because we're afraid to make it today.
Well, speaking of raising revenues, there was a proposal floated last week that was going to raise fees on heavy trucks, trucks that weigh more than 8,000 pounds. You said that that plan was one of the potential pieces that could lead to the passage of a new state budget. But almost as soon as the idea came out, some GOP senators came out against the idea. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald acknowledged the proposal to help pay for road projects is now all but dead. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I was disappointed, but I can't say I was surprised. We have seen people who once again think it's more conservative to borrow and spend than it actually is to raise the revenues, and I just fundamentally disagree with that. So Assembly Republicans have offered a plan where we wanted to cut income taxes and create a flat tax in Wisconsin in exchange for putting the sales tax on gasoline with all of that money dedicated to that segregated transportation fund. We also were open to the idea of saying we need to figure out a way to pay for our transportation. If that idea can't happen because people oppose anything that touches the gas tax, well, this is a different fee for the people who use the roads, which are the heaviest trucks to damage the roadways. Now, this would not have been my first choice. My first choice is something like tollways or to just do a general across-the-board revenue increase where everybody who uses the road pays for it. But at the same time, you know, I said when we started this discussion that I would be open to any idea. And here we are with the Senate once again shooting it down. So I guess the next move is on their part. I'll be waiting for what revenue increases they can support, or else we're just going to stay at the exact same level of spending, and a whole lot of these projects will be canceled and delayed, thus making it more expensive, which to me is not conservative, but you can only do what you can do.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Do you have an idea that would help solve the transportation fund deficit? Jeremy in Racine is with us. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. If you increase taxes for vehicles transporting 8,000 pounds or more, it's basically a tax on the entire state for everybody. They're going to pass those costs on to their consumers, their customer base, which will ultimately fall onto the taxpayers of Wisconsin. The other thing is you're almost going to shoot yourself in the foot in regards to transportation costs in conjunction of construction projects around Wisconsin. You increase the trucking tax, everything on a job site is trucked in over 8,000 pounds. So in essence, you're going to increase the cost of building that strip of road on top of it. So it's kind of like shooting yourself in the foot, so to speak, by doing that.
I got to jump in because we have just a minute before our news break, Speaker Voss. I guess trucking companies are going to pass this on to us.
I understand Jeremy's concern, which is why I prefer something that's a broader base, but at the same time, it's over 80,000 pounds, not 8,000, so basically a loaded semi or more weight. And yes, you're right, they will pass it along to all of the consumers who buy products in Wisconsin, but there's no tax where somebody doesn't pass it along. Every single tax that a business pays is part of the price that they charge to their customers ultimately. So yes, that's why I would prefer to do something that's a broader base. But considering the fact that the Senate has wiped off any kind of a notion of finding a way to pay for this, that's why we've tried to be open to any idea.
Yeah, I apologize. I misread that number. 80,000 pounds, not 8,000 pounds. We are talking with Robin Voss, Republican State Representative from Rochester, and the Assembly Speaker, talking with him about the state budget process. And we'll also talk with him about his new task force that will deal with foster care in Wisconsin. And we're welcoming your questions and views for him after this news. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are happy to have with us Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for this first half of our State Capitol Report, talking with us about the budget process. And we're welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The state should have a budget in place for the start of the July fiscal year. We do not, and some of the debate is over transportation. There's a disagreement between Governor Walker and Republican members of the state legislature as to how to fund our transportation needs, how to fill a transportation fund deficit. The governor is looking at borrowing more and delaying projects, but not raising any taxes or fees. There are some in the legislature, including Speaker Voss, who think we should borrow less and raise some revenue to meet our needs. What do you think? What questions do you have? Let's go with Gary in Iron River next. Hi, Gary.
Yes, good morning, folks. I agree with the speaker that we need to pay for what we spend. That's clear. The question is, how much should we be spending? The DOT has not demonstrated a good ability at managing these large projects. Seems to me we need to fix that problem. We need to be more selective in the new projects we do, and we need to spend first on high-quality maintenance of the roads that we have, and not spend so much on fancy roundabouts and other things that if you don't have the money, you can get by without.
All right, so maybe the DOT's spending too much money on stuff, Speaker Voss.
You know, Gary's right. There are some times where I question the decisions that they make as well, but that's pretty much how state government works, right? So we have to do the very best we can. So the Assembly Republicans have offered a package of reforms. We want to find ways to help cut the cost of programs. Now, we've done an awful lot. In the last budget, we eliminated the requirement for unnecessary bike lanes, and we already looked at saying, you know, do we need sidewalks everywhere? We're having a second look at roundabouts, and what we actually discovered is with roundabouts, they are cheaper than putting in a signalized intersection, which is why the DOT is utilizing those. Now, do they need to put a roundabout in where every stop sign is? No. But I think that that's the combination of things that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I think we can reform the DOT and look for additional ways to save money, but not do it by borrowing more from our kids, which is really the plan that some folks are advocating. So to me, Gary's right. We got to find ways to look to save money. We prioritize programs. You know, under the budget that Governor Walker proposed, it's going to be 75 years before we get southeastern Wisconsin freeways done. They were built in the 1950s with a 50-year life. We're already almost at 75 years. And I think all of us can recognize that another 75 years just is not realistic. So while I am a huge advocate for finding savings, we are not going to save our way out of this $1 billion deficit.
Ryan on Facebook says, this is exactly what needs to be done. He's referring to the increasing fees on the heavy trucks. It isn't the Prius and other small cars that damage the roads. It's the heavy equipment. This or raising the tax on diesel is a good and fair way to raise funds for transportation. Things aren't looking too promising in that with that proposal, Speaker Voss?
Well, it sounds like the Senate does not have the support on the Republican side, which is unfortunate. But as I said before, we're going to just have to wait then until the Senate comes up with its own revenue plan that we'll be able to adopt. So we're ready to go. The Assembly could vote sometime soon. We could go to the floor. We have the votes to pass a budget which I believe raises some revenues, does some reforms, funds our schools, and takes care of all the priorities. The problem continues to be the state Senate, where they can't find a way to get to a consensus that reaches ours. And once again, we have been open to any revenues at all. Now, if they tell me that they won't raise any revenues, that's unfortunate, but then we're not going to raise any new bonding, and we are not going to continue to borrow and spend. That's just not a conservative position.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org if you have a question or view on the transportation budget or the budget process. Owen in De Pere is with us. Hi, Owen.
Well, good morning, and thank you. My question was, what effect does the prevailing wage have on the cost of highway construction?
So would repealing the prevailing wage lower the cost of highway construction, Speaker Voss?
I think it will, and that's why we already did it for local government projects. We haven't really seen any studies to show what the savings are, but in general, and this is a broad generalization, for the cost to construct a road or a bridge, it's about 75% raw materials, which means, you know, the asphalt, the oil, the ready, the concrete, and then about 25% is labor. So we have seen that studies show that about 20% is the savings that you would see by not having the prevailing wage. So even if we took all of those numbers to be accurate, it would be about a 5% reduction. Well, if we spend $2 billion a year, on road construction, that'd be about $100 million, which is a huge amount of money. And that's why our reforms showed that the prevailing wage repeal would happen under our plan, along with raising revenue. So we're looking for every possible way to find areas to save money. Because remember, if our deficit's $1 billion, even if we have half of that by delaying projects, we have to find $500 million a year of a combination of savings and revenues just to only delay it for a short while instead of a long while.
Before we run out of time, I did want to ask you about this new task force that you launched to look at possible reforms in the foster care system. What led to this?
Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody who is listening who is a foster care parent. Mm-hmm. We know that as society has had a breakdown of the family in far too many circumstances, the ones who suffer the most are the kids who are in those traumatic families. There's an awful lot of times where the foster care system steps in with parents who have made bad choices in their life or potentially don't appreciate the son or daughter that they have. And that's why we don't want to change dramatically the foster care system, but we want to find ways to improve it. I met with a couple who wanted to become more active foster parents, but the process is cumbersome, it's expensive, and it certainly doesn't help to get the kids out of the system as quickly as it should where they're in a bad home. So our goal is to go around the state. Pat Snyder of Wausau is going to be the chairman. I've asked Peter Barker to give me a Democrat so they would be co-chairs because this really is a bipartisan issue. There should be no partisanship dealing with this foster care situation. So I am really optimistic that they will go around the state over the summer and early fall, listening to parents who've been involved in the process to see how we can improve it. And then hopefully, like we've done with our speaker's task force on mental health or Alzheimer's or rural schools, come back to us with a good set of recommendations that we can pass either in the fall or spring.
Back to the budget, as we do have many callers and still a couple more minutes. Scott in Whitewater is with us. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. My question for Speaker Voss is, why are we not looking at one of the most obvious ways to increase revenue, and that would be to increase the registration fees on electric and hybrid cars? Because at the present time, those cars use the roads, but because they're not fueling up at the pump, they're not paying any taxes, so therefore they're not contributing whatever to their use of the roads.
You're 100% right. I support a fee on electric vehicles. It was actually part of our Assembly Republican plan. Because there are so few electric vehicles on the car right now or on the road right now, I think it only generates a little bit over $1 million a year. But that was part of our plan because you're right. Anything that has four tires that's on the road should be helping to pay for it, not just asking those who buy gasoline to do it themselves.
And Mary in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I support raising the gas tax. To me, no matter what vehicle you drive, no matter how big or how small or how far it goes, it seems to me the fairest is simply raising the gas tax.
Thank you, Mary. And but Speaker Voss, didn't Governor Walker go as far as to say he would veto a budget if it raised the gas tax?
He did, which is why we have been kind of running up against a roadblock, and we've not brought that up. Now, that's why we had a sales tax on gasoline. It would have been different than a gas tax increase, but that was ruled out as well. So the interesting thing is when people say we should just raise registration fees, the only people who pay registration fees are folks who live in Wisconsin. People who fuel up either at a gas station or somewhere on one of the borders, they pay a big chunk of the money that we could raise through increased revenues with a fuel tax. About 20% of all the fuel taxes that are paid in Wisconsin are paid by somebody who doesn't live in our state, either tourists or people traveling through Wisconsin, which is why I prefer to have options where people from Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, and across the country help pay for our roads. But that's limiting right now with the folks who said what they said.
All right. So I guess the takeaway here is you're waiting for a proposal from the Senate then to solve the transportation deficit.
Right. I mean, the only thing that I've said to the Senate is we are not going to continue to borrow and spend. So come back to us with a plan that either raises revenues to be able to help us pay for the roads that we all know need to be redone, or we're going to be at base, which means we don't borrow any more money. And projects not just are going to be delayed, but they're going to have to be canceled. And I think nobody in the state wants that. But if you're not willing to raise the revenues, it's not conservative to borrow and spend, which is unfortunately what it seems like our Senate colleagues are talking about. Because remember, Governor Walker had $500 million in bonding, and we have to think to ourselves, for every $1 billion in borrowing that we do in our credit card, we have to have $100 million in new revenue dedicated to that bonding over 20 years just to pay it off. So if we continue to borrow $1 billion every single year, we have got to either raise $100 million or we're going to take it away from existing projects just to pay interest. So it's not more conservative to borrow and spend. And that's why the Senate has to come up with a plan that can get through both chambers and do it fairly quickly if we want to get this budget passed.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy. Have a good fourth.
You too. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican state representative from Rochester.